Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi there, I am Stephanie James, and I'm filling in for Dr. Pat. So happy to have you with me here today. I actually have a show on talk radio as well here, Transformation Talk Radio, The Spark, on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock, and I was absolutely honored to be asked to come to fill in for Dr. Pat. For those of you that don't know me, the rest of what I do is I'm a transformational coach, psychotherapist, filmmaker, and author. And today we're going to be talking about the wonderful things that we can do to help ensure that we have a wonderful holiday season. And speaking of holidays, how were yours? I've got Benny and Jacob here with me. How were your guys?
I had a great time. We had a medium-sized family gathering and still recovering from the food coma.
I feel that too, as I had pumpkin pie for breakfast today. How about you, Benny? How was yours?
Mine was about the same as Jacob's, small to medium. You know, we just kind of kept it as par for the course here in the Seattle area and for all the gatherings, so forth. Yes, I made a sandwich today. So I left over Thanksgiving items are waiting for me in the other room. So I'm excited.
I love it. The Thanksgiving meal is like the gift that keeps on giving.
No kidding.
Yeah, for the next week, it's just fantastic. And I feel very blessed. You know, I have such a large family, just our immediate circle with my brothers, sisters, and their kids. When we get to my mom's house, there's 22 of us. So, you know, that's a small gathering this year. And we had just a blast after our meal. We went to a big field and played family kickball and just had a blast. So I think one of the things I was truly aware of is how important it is, no matter how large or small our group is, to just have that sense of, wow, I really am connected. Even if you're one person and you're like going into your heart for that connection, or you're sharing a meal with 22 people like myself, you know, really going into that sense of connection for one of the places that we can find resourcefulness. And that's what I want to talk about on our show today. I want to talk about six things that can really spark resiliency in our lives as we're moving into this holiday season. And Jacob, for you, what is something that you do that helps you to feel like, okay, I'm prepared, you know, all the shopping, all the events, all the dinner parties? How do you get prepared for this season?
You know, for me, I listen to a lot of music. So I feel like with the changing seasons and with the holidays coming up, music is sort of the thing that marks it for me. So, you know, I'm a believer in waiting for Thanksgiving to happen before you jump into the Christmas music. But that for me is a big mark. And I have been, my friend makes this playlist every year, and it's his like Christmas hits, and he's been building it for like 5 years. And so I've got that locked in on my Spotify, and that is how I'm getting into the spirit this year.
I love it. I love it. Sounds like that also helps lift your spirits as well. I mean, music is so transformative, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's I feel like even if it's kind of a gross day outside, the music makes me feel like it's not so bad. And that makes me feel a little better about all the, you know, the stuff that you have to do, all the planning and the traveling and the Christmas present buying and all that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. Because like no matter what task you have, whether it's putting up Christmas trees or like you said, shopping for Christmas presents, the music can help like move our souls and lift our spirits. So I love that. How about you, Benny? Is there something that you do that helps you feel just more resourced or more resilient during this time?
I'm probably the same as Jacob too, but I'll twist it a little bit. I think it's just getting the house prepared, you know, dating for me after being after a hiatus of dating for the last few years. This year, I'm back in the swing of things and getting the house prepared. You know, taking care of the outside. Of course, it's fall, really hard and big time here, I should say, in Seattle. So it's like getting up the neighborhood and everyone else kind of out and about, shuffling around and doing your thing. Everyone's up on their ladders. You know, you're looking after each other, making sure they don't slip and fall. You're like, okay, you know, you got to make sure the lights are up there and strung, you know, really tightly, and all the bulbs aren't missing. Although it's LED now, so you can't go wrong with that. But you know what I mean. That's the festivities. Those are, and you just see that energy happening. So it invites you to jump on and do the same. Oh, and hot chocolate. Huge fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to have the hot chocolate.
Totally.
Yeah. Actually, my partner and I just finished 75 Hard. Have you guys heard of that?
No, I've not.
75 Hard is actually, so it's it's not a fitness plan necessarily. It's really a way of life. 75 days where you commit to 2 workouts a day. One has to be outside. They're each 45 minutes. And then you have to drink a gallon of water a day. And you have to take a progressive picture once each day for those 75 days. And then read something that is like nonfiction. So hopefully something that's kind of helping you personally to grow, 10 pages a day. And really, it's about managing your life. But the thing is, you know, you also follow some kind of diet. You get to create it. So my partner and I, our diet was no sugar, no dairy, and no gluten. And my partner counted wrong. So we thought that the 75 Hard was going to end 2 days before Thanksgiving. And it ended up 2 days afterwards.
Oh, no.
No.
So we missed out on a lot of goodies that, you know, when you said hot chocolate, Benny, I was like, oh my gosh, that's one of the things we went to the store last night to buy. For like,
you bought off the shelf.
Yeah. There's none left if anyone's going to Sprouts in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Exactly.
Today.
Yeah. My bad.
But, you know, I'm with you guys. I feel like last night, usually right after Thanksgiving, I've got the songs on and I've, you know, got everything decorated, and we ended up going out of town for the weekend. So I just got the tree up last night and had the music on, and it just, there's something very, very magical about this time of year. And like you said, Benny, seeing the other neighbors putting up their lights and kids getting excited, you know, with the little blow up things in the front yard, and just, it's such a blast. So
I will echo, you know, though, with Jacob, though, it's got, I mean, I know a lot of people want to get into the spirit earlier and earlier every year. And we do have a sister station down the hall that does release their Christmas music fairly earlier. It's actually not after long after Halloween. So that's their thing. Not mine.
Oh, too early.
I know. And I agree with you. I just think it's a smidge too early, but if you want to, and we've been through all the last almost 2 years of craziness, by all means, spirit away.
Yeah. I hear you. And you know, that's funny. I'm personally on the bandwagon with you guys. No music, please, for me, you know, until after Thanksgiving. And I do have to say, the neighbors that were putting up their lights right after Halloween, so festive.
Oh,
I mean,
cool.
It really warmed my heart. Like, we take our dogs for a walk every night, and it's just like, oh, I loved it. So that sparkle can't come early enough. So what I want to talk about, as we're talking about things that kind of light us up, is that, you know, the other side of the holidays can be lots of stress and lots of pressure. And, you know, sometimes people don't really know how to navigate through all that. And so I want to just talk about some really simplistic ways that we can really help ourselves get through the holidays. And one of the most simple ways, guys, that I have found is through breath work. You know, as a psychotherapist, I work with clients that have panic disorder, or have had people come in, and as they start talking about something, I'm also a trauma specialist. So I'll have people come in, and sometimes they're literally having an anxiety attack right there in the office. And so I've had to really research and find things that can help shift our state of being in the moment. And so we don't have to be having a full-blown panic attack to feel the stress when we're in line at Target and people are pushing or people are, you know, just bombarding us. And I think it's very simple to learn. And I'll tell you guys what really, really works. And this is for all the listeners out there, you know, even as we're driving in traffic and when traffic gets really busy, there's a very simplistic way of breathing called four square breathing. And literally what you do is you exhale all your breath out to start. Instead of inhaling, you start with an exhalation. So you breathe out to the count of four, and then you hold it for the count of four. And then you take that nice deep inhale for the count of four, and you hold it for the count of four. And then you just keep rinsing and repeating. So you literally, I love to think of it as a square, because you're exhaling, holding, inhaling, holding. And what's awesome about this simplistic technique is that what it does is it oxygenates your blood, it oxygenates your brain, and it really brings on board, it engages your parasympathetic nervous system. So you will automatically just have the sensation of like, ah, if you do that. Have you guys been doing that with me?
Right now on the side, yes.
That's why you can't hear us, because we're breathing in tune.
Perfect. So I'm curious, what do you notice as you do that?
Well, for me, some of that tension that I've been carrying from the weekend is gone. I did go on a pretty long hike, so I'm kind of sore, but I feel like it's kind of relaxing my body a bit.
Love it. Love it. Benny, how about you?
Well, Jacob's younger than I am, so he can bounce back from that quicker than I can. I'm a sense of presence. You know, feeling present where I am in our show right now and being involved, which sometimes isn't always the case. You know, we got a lot of things going on, so it's welcomed.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys. I feel like it is so simplistic, yet it's profound. And it does. It brings us right here to the present moment, and it alters our state of being. It really helps us to relax. And so those are the things I want to be talking to the audience about when we come back from this break. We're going to be talking about the other five things that spark resiliency within us, and just look forward to having you back with me on the Dr. Pat Show. Come on back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnutsonSpeaks.com.
Well, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. It just doesn't feel good. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information to purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or carlgreer.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host for today, Stephanie James. So happy to be here with you. Really, really excited about this whole holiday season. I feel like I'm usually lit up, but during this time of year, I just feel so consumed with so much joy and all these little bitty things just light me up. I mean, whether it's the Christmas tree or like literally having my dogs, you know, last night, just grabbing things as we're decorating the trees and just being just in the festive Christmas spirit. So we're talking today about six things that spark resiliency. And we were just doing a little breath work before the break. But before we go into the next area that will help you to spark resiliency, I'm curious I'm here with Benny and Jacob, the two wonderful producers here. I'm curious, Benny, for you, what is one Christmas memory that you have for you that was something, it could be from childhood, it could be, you know, later in life. What's one memory that stands out for you?
Let's see. I mean, I have some great memories. I guess one in particular that jumps in there without any no holding back. I guess I specifically wanted an action figure one year. And I remember wanting it so deeply. And we at my house, we were allowed to open one present Christmas Eve to tide us over until the next day. That's our thing. And then, of course, the next day we can open up and be wild and crazy. So I really wanted this this action figure. I really couldn't remember what it is now, but it had a specific like rocket that fired off its back or whatever. I'm like, cool. And so I checked all the presents underneath the tree, and I knew which package it was because I'd been staring at it at the store for so long, so it made sense. So I got it. Cool. No big deal. And then, of course, you know, I played it for a couple hours, and I was just so excited. I couldn't get to bed, of course, you know, waiting for Santa to arrive. And finally, my mom and dad got me down. So I remember, though, in the middle of the night, I heard this, oh, no. And it was my mom. She was moving the action figure around, and she shot an ornament off the tree with the little rocket on the back. And it was one of our older ornaments that had been in the family for so long. And so I could see the next morning, I was like, what was that? You know, what was going on? She goes, well, I actually took your little guy. I was like, you weren't playing with it, were you? She goes, well, not really, but. So she showed me the ornament, and it had been like, you know, attempted to be, you know, glued together. Of course, in the 80s, there wasn't the stuff we have now, but she tried her best, but it was all okay. But that was an instant memory for me right now in my family. Good times, though.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Great times. And Jacob, we're going to come back to you in just a little bit. I love that. It was so exciting when we were little too. I mean, unfortunate that the ornament broke. And I remember too, I mean, I couldn't sleep those nights. I was so psyched out. Like I remember being 8 years old and thinking I really did hear jingle bells outside. Aww. Like Santa's sleigh.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was all imagination, but it all seemed so real. Anyway, one of the things that I want to talk
what?
About.
It wasn't What's real?
I know, Benny, I'm sorry.
The spirit is there.
The spirit is real and the magic is real. And I honestly believe, thanks, as I was as a little girl, you just have to believe and then it's amazing.
There you go.
Amazing there what go. Comes true. So one of the things I want to talk about that helps spark resiliency during these times that we're in, and this is not just during the holidays. I think the holidays can it can amp up our stress a little bit. But this is for any time. The Lord knows we've been going through a lot during COVID and during the pandemic. And so one of the things that always helps me and a lot of the clients that I work with is tapping into flow and creativity. So the people that have heard me speak know I talk a lot about things we should do first thing in the morning. And I always say, you know, come up with these three questions you can ask yourself in the morning. And I call them the three C's. So the first one is, how do I take care of myself today? And just focusing on this 24 hours, which helps us as well. There's not a lot we can do about tomorrow. We can't do anything about the past, but today, what is, you know, the ways in which I'm going to take care of myself? The second C, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later, is how do I connect today? Which is connecting with others, whether it's text, whether it's a phone call, Zoom, in person. The more intimate we get, the better as far as connection goes. Being in person, of course, is going to be 10 times better than just a text, but just feeling in connection with others, it helps us to thrive. So the last C of those three C questions in the morning is, how can I be creative today? And we know from research, that when we're in a creative flow, we're actually having like that sense of timelessness, and it can be amazingly transformative. It can be something as simple as doing arts and crafts, or being creative can be, I think, Jacob, you were talking about a friend of yours who puts music together during this time of the holidays. We can go on to Spotify and come up with a list of 10 songs that sparks joy within me. And right there, we're in that creative flow. And time takes on a different meaning, and it lifts our spirits. So it is also, I have to tell you guys, I am such a big crafter. I've got two grandsons, 7 and 8 years old, Gunny and August, amazing boys. And we do crafts for every holiday. I love just losing time, whether it's painting pumpkins that we did for Halloween or making ornaments. And we can do creativity. It can be something like putting on music that soothes your soul and doing like an adult coloring book. It doesn't have to be that you have to be a musician or an artist to be creative. It's literally just tapping into that sense of flow. And I know that some people get that sense of flow from exercising. And this is even beyond that. This is tapping into a part of your brain and a part of your soul that as you're creating something, it really brings you a sense of peace. And it brings you just, again, I think, Benny, you were saying when you did the breath work, you know, it's like a sense of being in the present moment. Even though it can feel timeless, it also brings us right here and right now. So I'm curious, Jacob, I know that you're a creative guy. What do you like to do that feels creative, that kind of gets you into that flow state?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, for me, mostly it is just making music. So I play the guitar and the piano a bit, and I've started singing in the last 5 years. But my mom's dream is for me and my two siblings to do a little song for her, and, or, you know, whether or not we write it or whatever. So I try to incorporate some sort of musical element every year for my mom. And this year, Rachel's family does this little like Christmas special that they put on with all the siblings, and they do a little like short play, and there's always a musical component. So this year I'm going to be preparing a song for that. It'll just be goofy and fun, but it's definitely a way for me to kind of exercise those creative muscles and make music for everyone else. So love that.
That is awesome. I had no idea. I knew you were talented, but wow, multi-talented here.
Thank you.
True. Benny, how about you? How do you get your creative juices flowing?
Wow. I think Jacob and I really kind of pave our own in similar paths in a way. We're both musically inclined. I DJ on the side too. I put a lot of lists together for friends that are always looking for stuff, because it seems like we have that kind of natural, kind of gifted golden touch, so to speak, with how we feel and how we can present it back to the public. And I'm, of course, here at the studios still, you know, plugging away on all the promotions and so forth that way. So I'm still involved, you know, in the production wise, musically, and, you know, I think visually too. I'd like to get more, video creative. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Yes. I feel you there. Mm-hmm. I myself just had my film. I just completed a documentary that we've been editing for almost 2 years now. And right before Thanksgiving, it might've even been the day before Thanksgiving, it came out in final form. It's not publicly released yet, but the film When Sparks Ignite, talk about a creative endeavor. I mean, it literally came as a download after a meditation I was doing. And it was to bring together 12 thought leaders from all over the nation and to have them do an event where they actually did the event first. So they came and we had 2 days where we meditated together, we made music together, we danced together. We had one whole day where we filmed, we did it as a talking about the things that matter most. And this all happened, the filming happened 2 years ago before COVID, and it's amazing how the content is so appropriate for COVID now. But we came together and sat around this big round table and we called it Lights of the Round Table. And there was so much amazing alchemy that was created in this group that then the third day when these presenters came and we did it in a live for a live audience, you could just feel, you know, the sparks that were ignited within each of the presenters who actually stayed instead of just coming and performing, you know, as a lot of these presenters do. You just give your presentation and then 45 minutes later, you're off the stage. All the presenters came, we presented, and then we stayed in the audience to hold space and to be really, really connected. And then there's this golden thread through the film, which is a client of mine who came out of a 40-year physically and emotionally abusive relationship. And you see her transformation in the film. She actually, all of these people that were in the film had been at one point guests on my radio show and podcast. And so she had listened to them as well as did psychotherapy with me. And as she listened to their show, she started taking their ideas and she would take their suggestions and she would do them. She literally listened to one episode every night until she saw me again. So you see her transforming in the film. You see her belief system changing. You see how she, you know, goes from being someone who is very unhealthy physically, 250 pounds at one point, all the way to where she's thriving, she's ignited. And so really the whole meaning of the film, I think, is we, you know, never know the difficulties and challenges that we face that then become the sparks that ignite something within us that become our gift to the rest of the world. She now is doing amazing things and giving back to other women through a blog that she has called Kaleidoscope Strong. And it's to help women leave abusive relationships and find their voice. So anyway, I really, Benny, talk about something that lights me up when I hear you talk about music and getting more into the visual aspects. It was the first project I'd ever done where I went from having the idea, having this award-winning film crew come in, Larry Dossey, George and Sedina Capinelli, Barbara Dossey too, Steve Behrman, who wrote the book Spontaneous Evolution with Bruce Lipton, he and his wife Trudy, Gabriella and Solomon Masala, and Stephanie Schwartz, who is an amazing research scientist who's who in America and who's who in the world, along with myself, and Misa Hopkins. I can't forget the beautiful, wonderful Misa Hopkins. And the film was just a phenomenal creative process. And I was involved in all of the editing and all of the choosing of the music and each cut from this film. I mean, it has been such a joy. So not that we can all do film projects, but wow, do I resonate with that. So talk about creativity. I think it can come in so many shapes and forms. And, you know, doing something as simple as writing a haiku or writing your thoughts in your journal and then reading back over them and maybe making them into a little bit longer story. Those are the kind of things that can really light us up. Boy, did I just get sparked. I was just on a roll. I know that we're getting ready to go to break soon. So, you know, the thing that I want to make sure that we get is we've talked about breath work, which was the four square breathing. And we talked about flow and creativity, how to tap into some inner resources to light you up. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about four different ways that you can find resiliency and cultivate a sense of resiliency during the holidays and during all these times. So looking forward to having you come back and join us after the break.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, Certified Life and Recovery Coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I am your host, Stephanie James, filling in for Dr. Pat today. And we're talking about six things that spark resiliency in you for this holiday season and just having lots of fun conversations all around. We've been talking about creativity, Christmas memories, been doing a little breath work on the show. And I wanted to let you know that if you want to find out more about me and the events that I'm doing, if you want to find out about my podcast, my book, my film, you can see the trailer and check out all that at stephaniejames.world. That's stephaniejames.world. And when you go there, you will find that you can get a free 20-minute exploratory call with me. I do lots of transformational coaching, would love to help take you and your life to the next level. And there is a free Ignite the Sparks Within visualization there for you. So sign up for those, would love to help serve you in any way possible. So we were talking about some favorite Christmas memories, and Benny shared his. Jacob, how about you? Do you have a favorite Christmas memory that comes to mind?
Yeah. The first thing I thought of was when I was in middle school, it was like right around when cell phones were just kind of starting to get cool and hip and techy, you know? So they came out with the Chocolate 2, which was like this little phone that slid up. And I must have been 12 or 13 at the time. I was like, I need a phone. And I'm like, Mom and Dad, I need a phone. And I've been asking them for years at this point because I'd seen the ones they've gotten. And they're like, it's not happening. And they got the new phone. And I was like, oh my gosh, please. And then I was like, oh, can I play on your phone? This was like Christmas Eve, I think. And I was scrolling through it and just messing with it. And I saw my name in the contacts. And then come Christmas Day, my dad had come up with like a little sort of a scavenger hunt, which it's a bit nerdy because he'd like use what I was learning in school for me to like solve math problems and stuff. And then it would like take me to like, oh, find this page in the book downstairs or whatever. And eventually it led to a phone number. And so I called it and my phone was hanging as an ornament in the tree and it rang. And that was how I got that gift. And I just love the kind of thoughtfulness that they put into me kind of having to find it. And also just the fact that it was one of the coolest gifts I've ever gotten. So loved that.
That is so special. I don't think that's nerdy at all. I think that's so cool. And talk about creativity. I love that your dad did that.
Totally.
What a special and thoughtful thing. And I'm sure you just lost your mind hearing that phone ring in the tree. I just think that's so awesome.
And then I disappeared and never looked away, you know. Bye, family. I'm done.
Yeah. Well, and I just, you know, invite our audience too to just think of right now in their hearts just a favorite family memory or a favorite Christmas memory. Just take a moment and breathe that in. You know, I just think one of the things that's so great about the way that our minds work is that even if something isn't happening now, our minds react to it as if it is. So that's why if we're worried about the future, none of it's happening now, but we start feeling physiological responses to it. So we have the anxiety or the dread. Same thing if we're ruminating about the past, none of it's happening now, but we start having those feelings of regret. So what our mind holds up in the present moment, our body responds to, our physiology responds to, and our emotions respond to. So if you think of a favorite memory during the holiday season and just marinate on it for a few moments, you'll notice what literally starts to happen is you start to feel better because your mind has no idea that it's not happening now. And I invite you to take it even more deeply by bringing in your senses to it. So as you focus on what did I really see? What did I hear, smell, taste, feel, touch? Those are the things that's going to even bring it into a deeper experience for you. And it's just like it just keeps lighting you up. The more that you marinate on it, the more it's going to infuse you with good feelings. Okay. Well, guys, I want to talk with you now about a couple other things that are going to help with resiliency for the holidays. And we hear people all the time right now talking about having a mindfulness practice or a meditation practice. And I know that can seem like, wow, that's just some people are like, I can't keep my mind from being active. That seems too hard to do. And when I do my workshops, oftentimes I'll have this big picture of a puppy, this frolicking puppy. And it's this little golden lab that's running like full on, its ears are flapping, its tongue's hanging out. And I say, these are our minds. You know, our minds are always busy. It's like a frolicking puppy. That's what it does. So we don't want to beat the puppy into submission. We want to teach the puppy how to sit and stay. So this practice I'm talking about to help build some inner resiliency isn't about, oh, I just have to be quiet. I can't have any thoughts. A lot of us can't do that. You could actually, a form of meditation is just what we were talking about, a form of mindfulness. You could go on a 2-minute vacation every day just by pulling up a favorite memory and marinating on that for a few moments. Other things that you can do that are really simplistic mindfulness ways of really resourcing yourself. I tell clients, you could literally start 5 minutes and 5 minutes. This is a 10-minute meditation that you can do and build up to 20 minutes. What you start with though is 5 minutes of just sitting on the floor with your back against either, you can have your back against the couch or your back against the wall, but you want your legs straight out in front of you and you're sitting up straight with your hands on your knees. And literally what you're going to do is breathe and feel into the floor. So you're feeling the floor with the back of your legs, with your rear end. And if your mind starts to drift off, instead of being upset about it, you just gently remind it to come back and focus again on feeling down. And literally you could do like a little Kegel or something that brings your attention all the way down. We say to your lower chakra, but you're just feeling your connection with the floor. So you do that for 5 minutes. Let me tell you, talk about creating a sense of presence. It'll absolutely ground you. And then it'll help you connect to the floor and connect to yourself. Then the last 5 minutes, literally you lay on the floor, lay flat on your back with your palms up in the air in Shavasana, which is a yoga pose. And you just allow your mind to go wherever it will. You breathe normally and you will feel fantastic. And you can bump it up then between at first doing 5 and 5, then you can do 10 and 10. And I'm telling you guys, that practice for me has been transformative. So I'm inviting everyone in the audience to check that out. I know we have to go to break soon. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the art of befriending yourself and connection. And as everyone knows, little ways that we can really rejuvenate ourselves in this period. We hear about exercise. Oh yeah, exercise, exercise. Everybody knows that's a way to rejuvenate yourself. We're going to be talking about specifically some things that you can do to help you feel your best during this holiday. Thank you so much for showing up today here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Stephanie James. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat. So happy to be here with you. Just having such a great time with producers Jacob and Benny. Thank you guys so much for being here with me.
No problem. It's been such a great time.
Yes, you're quite welcome.
So we've been talking about things that spark resiliency during this busy time and ways that we can cultivate it. You know, I want to go quickly because this is our last section. So I just want to mention, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about those three C's, those three C questions you can ask yourself in the morning to really help start your day. So one of it is asking yourself, how can I take care of myself today? That's the first C. And that's like, what do I want to eat? You know, how do I want to work out? What do I need to do today to be my best self? So how can I take care of myself? It's number one. The next one is how can I connect today? And we said the third one was how can I be creative? And we talked about how to be creative. One of the things is how can I connect today? And we talked about the importance of connecting with others, whether it's texting, whether it's a phone call, writing a letter, an email. And best of all, when you can talk voice to voice, see each other on Zoom, and even the best, being in physical presence of one another. We just know that connection is imperative for our well-being. So that one's pretty easy. The exercise one, which is one of the ways we know, we've heard forever, you know, exercise we know is good for us. And there's specific exercises we can do that really help pump us up, that make us feel really good. And one of them is an exercise that maybe you wouldn't think of as exercise. It's actually something called cupping, and it has to do with waking up all the meridians in your body. And so instead of just demonstrating it, because the people that are just listening can't hear or can't see it, cupping is one of the ways that you literally, it's like tapping on the different meridians of your bodies. And if you go to Ageless Living, check out Sedina Capanelli. She has so many different exercises that you can do to help bring vitality and resiliency during this holiday season. The other things that I would recommend are if you have ever checked out Qigong. Again, not something that's going to break a sweat, but something that's going to change up your energy and make you feel fabulous. Before we go to the last thing, I want to ask if Benny or Jacob have any exercises that they feel like they do that really help invigorate them and makes them feel really, really good.
I just do a bit of stretching. I mean, I've got, I typically just go and watch videos on YouTube and I just follow along with the stretches. That for me, it just wakes up my body and gets me connected to, you know, how I'm really feeling so that I can kind of prepare myself for the day. And really that just is like my get up and go kind of thing. So I need to do it more though. I feel like I'm right now, I'm only doing it like twice a week and I can really feel it on the days I don't do it.
Yeah, it does. It just switches up your whole, it's like you're getting rid of any tension or negativity. And just doing stretching. I mean, it's not like we have to, I think there's so many misconceptions. We don't have to be sweating and out of breath to get a good workout and to shift the energy in our body. So we're going to go ahead and move on. So again, lots of different ways, right? There's so many different ways that we can do different kinds of exercises, yoga, movement, dance, so many things, but we want to get the blood flowing. The last thing I want to talk to you about that sparks resiliency is actually a gift that you give yourself. And that is the gift of truly learning how to befriend yourself. You know, so often we hear the phrase, oh, just be your own best friend, just love yourself. And we know it's not that easy. And from being in the mental health and personal development field for over 30 years, I know that it's not that easy. So one of the things that we can do is start this holiday season by making ourselves a priority in our own lives. And this has zero to do with being selfish, because as we take care of ourselves, we're better able to give to other people. What we want to do, though, is we want to give ourselves, when we talk about this morning routine, you know, as I talked about those three C's of how you take care of yourself, it's also waking up in the morning and saying, one of the ways I take care of myself is I want to meditate. I want to spend time in nature. I want to do breath work. I want to do the things that help me really feel like I'm in relationship with myself and taking care of me. I want to know that I have my own back. And as we do that, as we show up for ourselves day after day, we start learning that we can trust ourselves. You know, so often we've promised ourselves, oh, I'm going to start that exercise routine, or I'm not going to eat that food anymore, or I'm going to do this, you know, this certain exercise. And then we don't do it. We don't read the book. We don't go to the class. And so we learn that we're not going to trust ourselves. So what is really wonderful is when we start showing up for ourselves and we make this commitment that we're going to show up for ourselves, even if it's 20 minutes in the morning. You know, I love to spend about an hour in the morning doing meditation, exercise, nature walk, sometimes some journaling, you know, doing these specific things. I like to do priming for my mind to get myself in a really good mind state with affirmations and gratitude, so I'm ready just to meet the day. And so what's interesting is as we cultivate this relationship with ourselves, we can see things changing. One of the best ways I love to keep track of the days that I do this is I have a calendar, and one of the old-fashioned just stick on the wall calendars that I have on my refrigerator. And when I show up for myself, I put a heart on that day. Instead of crossing the day out like it didn't count, it's like, no, I put this heart like, wow, I really showed up for myself and I loved myself today. And so there's nothing better than looking back and seeing this full month of all of these hearts looking back at you. You know, oftentimes we meet a new person and it's like cultivating this new friendship with yourself. When you meet a new person, you don't automatically feel like, I absolutely trust this person. I'm going to tell them all my deep, dark secrets. And by the way, it's nice to meet you. Will you start picking up my kid from daycare? I mean, we just don't do that. It takes time to cultivate a relationship. So the same is true for us. It's something that you want to start day after day to cultivate this relationship by showing up for you. And as you do that, you are going to find that you do trust yourself. You can rely on yourself, and it changes the dynamics of everything. It will make getting through this holiday season so much easier. You will be able to be ignited with a sense of joy and come to, whether it's a party or whatever, you know, holiday function is going on, and you feel like, oh, wow, I'm really coming with my tank full. And then it makes it easier to share with other people, to think of other people. So that's the gift that I'm asking you that you give first. And that's a gift to you. Give yourself the gift of befriending yourself this season, and you are going to change everything. So before we leave, any special holiday things ahead? I want to ask Benny first. Benny, what do you have ahead?
What do I have ahead? Well, I just want to wish you and everyone the best of holidays, whichever that is you celebrate. Festivus for the rest of us, to Hanukkah, to Christmas, to whichever. And, you know, we're very thankful for you being here and to pass it along to everyone else, right? We've needed it this year, especially.
Yeah. Thank you, Benny. Thank you.
That's You're welcome.
Awesome.
Sure.
Yeah. Warmest wishes to you and to everyone else. Jacob, how about you?
Yeah, I just want to echo what Benny said. I'm grateful that you were able to be here with us today, and I've just really enjoyed working with you for the last 6 months or so, however long it's been. But yeah, happy holidays to everyone that's listening. I'm really excited to spend Christmas with my new family-in-law, so that's going to be really great. And just feeling really, really thankful and grateful this year, despite all the ups and downs that we've had across the globe. So.
Yeah. Thank you both so much. And thank you both for being here. And thank you everyone for being here on the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you all for joining me. I feel so blessed and grateful to be able to spend this time with you. Check me out on stephaniejames.world to see how I might be able to help you have a more festive holiday season. And just know that the gift that you give to everyone is the healing that begins with you. As you heal, you can be the concentric circles that help then radiate out healing to the world. So blessings and warmest holiday wishes to everyone.